Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They really stepped up their commitment and stepped it up like they never have before. NATO now is really a fine-tuned machine. People are paying money that they never paid for. They're happy to do it. And the United States is being treated much more fairly. The United States commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong, but primarily because everyone, the spirit they have, the amount of money they're willing to spend, the additional money that they will be putting up, has been really, really amazing.
Moments ago, the president addressing the press in Brussels at the NATO summit. 7:09, I'm Larry Richard, KDK Radio, John Shumway on vacation. Joining me from New York is former Army major and CBS military consultant Mike Lyons. Major, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
The purpose of NATO. What is the mission?
Oh, well, I mean, the mission is simple. It hasn't changed really since the end of the Second World War, and that is to maintain peace and stability inside of Western Europe and throughout an alliance of 29 nations that work together in order to create a prosperous condition for each of those countries to move freedom and democracy forward. NATO has been a strong military alliance since then, winning the Cold War and now looking to pivot to other areas, counterterrorism, cyber, and still remains a viable deterrent to any kind of aggression that might come from the East, which is really code for Russia and neighboring states there.
And the president called out the member nations for not paying their fair share. And seemed now, in his comments just a few moments ago, to say they had made suddenly major progress in that effort to get everyone to pony up more money.
Well, he did some spiking of the football, so to speak, I thought. And, you know, all the NATO countries did agree in 2014 when Putin annexed Crimea there to increase their spending on defense, get it up to 2% of their respective GDP. Right now, only only four nations are at that level. 25 nations are still below it, well below it. Germany, in fact, 1.2%. France, Italy, the same, well below that number. You know, the countries are going to have a challenging time doing that politically, as each of them are looking at different forces internally, and so whether or not they can do that, I think. But the president's right. It's been something that he's been saying for since he got elected. It's also previous administration. Secretary Gates said it under Obama's administration. We just haven't had a president say it as forceful as this one has.
Yeah, some thought at the welcome breakfast when he called out Germany, saying that they were influenced heavily by Russia, that things were going to go south quickly. But they somehow seem to have rallied, at least in the president's opinion.
Right, and that's how he is. He goes in and stirs things up. He's a disruptive force at times. But you look at his mindset is core competencies around business processes. And I think he looks at a country like Germany, and if they've outsourced a significant portion of their energy requirement to what's potentially an enemy, based on what NATO says, that they're going to be beholden to them. He's got a great point. It's the same reason why he's so strong about steel in the United States. We've got to have a steel industry or we won't have a country. And so I think that you look at what Germany has done with that deal. Now, it's going back 15 years or so when they first struck it, but they made the strategic decision to move away from nuclear energy, which is very efficient, and move away from coal. And now they've got natural gas coming in from Russia, and they've become more green, but they definitely are more beholden to Russia, and they do pay billions of dollars to Russia for that. So Trump's got a very good point about that. I don't think the Germans are going to change much, but he brought out something that the Germans, that I don't think a lot of people really focused on.
I don't think a lot of Americans were even aware of that, close of alliance with Germany and Russia. That said, we were supposed to see a photo op with the president and Vladimir Putin. I have not seen it. Why hasn't that happened?
Putin or maybe Merkel. For Putin, he'll get to Russia. He'll meet with Putin later this week in Helsinki. I'm not sure what other photo ops that he might have. I mean, the press conference he did was unannounced. He probably went over skis a little bit, as he normally does with taking credit for things that were going to happen anyway. But that's how he works. I think, to your point, it was for that domestic audience back in the United States.
And now the First Lady and the President are off to England, where tomorrow he's to have high tea with the Queen and meet for the first time. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that meeting.
Yeah, this is one of those things. Now, the President's not getting a formal state visit. You can decide whether or not that's insulting or not from the U.S. president, but there's turmoil happening right now with the government of the U.K. as it tries to figure out its Brexit strategy, and you've got a prime minister who's probably in trouble politically, dragging her feet on what the referendum wanted the U.K. to do, can't figure out how to get out of the European Union. I think Donald Trump will use it as a photo op, meet the Queen. Hopefully his wife will also temper some of the comments that might be made. There's nothing else really to talk about there as they shift away from, the NATO military side to more or less the social aspect.
Former Army Major, CBS military consultant, Mike Lyons. Thanks, Major. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.